Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. Port Orford cedar grows only in a small geographic area in coastal Northern California and Southern Oregon. That includes Port Orford, Oregon, home of the Memorial Day Port Orford Cedar Festival. Historically, coastal tribes used the tree to make lodges, boats, arrow shafts, and tools. They turned the strong, light, and rot-resistant inner bark fibers into rope or string, and used the fibers for weaving baskets and blankets, and for making utensils. The tree still plays a significant role in the cultural, medicinal, and religious lives of Indians, yet inhabiting the tree's geographical range. The wood is also used for shingles, fencing, decks, boats, chests, and closet paneling to deter moths. Most Port Orford cedar goes to Japan for making everything from toys to temples. Japan pays high prices for the straight-grained, fragrant, and durable wood, which resembles the country's own sacred and now rare hinoki cedar. The tallest known Port Orford cedar tree, at 248 feet, is in Coos County. The world's largest structure using Port Orford cedar is believed to be the historic chateau at Oregon Caves National Monument. A disease spread by vehicle tires, Phytophthora, seriously threatens the tree today. Today's episode of As It was written by Nancy Appling, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.